One of the world's fastest growing economies is likely to post another record decline today. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. India's latest economic growth figures are due out in just a couple of hours. Expansion is at a six-year low, and economists expect growth to take another leg down after falling 3 percentage points in 1 year. The BBC's Aranande Mukherjee has more from New Delhi.
Economists aren't expecting good news when India's latest growth figures come out in the coming hours. They're expecting growth to have slowed down to around 4.2% between July and September, compared with last year, even lower than the 5% reported in the previous quarter. This is the lowest rate of growth for India in the last 6 years. The signs are everywhere, in fact. India's industrial output is at its lowest in 14 years. Auto and construction sectors have been badly hit as well. The government has taken some steps to try and boost spending by cutting corporate taxes and investing nearly $9.7 billion in the banking sector. India was the world's fastest growing economy until last year. Experts say India will struggle to reach its target of becoming a $5 trillion economy by 2024 if things don't improve anytime soon. In New Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower on fears the U.S. law supporting Hong Kong protesters could hinder progress on a trade agreement between America and China. Fresh figures from the OECD show European trade is suffering from the trade war. EU exports are down nearly 2%. Meanwhile, Chile's peso is at a record low after months of protests over inequality turned violent again this week. And shares of banks HSBC and Santander are lower after the UK government ordered them to refund customers who weren't notified. They went into unarranged overdraft. HSBC will pay more than $10 million to 115,000 customers. From Sydney to Berlin, protesters are taking to the streets in a series of global climate strikes today. The demonstrations come 3 days before world leaders gather in Madrid for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, dubbed COP25. John Denton is Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce, which is the business voice at the conference and represents more than 45 million companies globally. He says business wants to see bigger commitments from world governments.
The global world has signed off, for example, on the Sustainable Development Goals. So there's actually agreement on these issues. What's happening is governments seem to be finding it difficult to actually reach agreement on the next steps. We actually think that we need to come up with some solutions about how you do integrate discussions on trade and climate. And the fact is, if you're a business, you don't trade in isolation. You trade from a place of residence. You trade from a place where your factories exist or your company exists. That's in a community. That's in the environment. There needs to be some alignment about these sorts of issues. How do we encourage that? We've actually had four thought leadership discussions over the last 6 months coming up with various propositions, and we're going to take them all to COP25, and we're going to actually convene the discussion with the policymakers and say, these are the sorts of ideas that business is coming up with. Tell us, how can we actually develop this to make them easier for you to comply with or actually adopt?
What is the biggest question businesses have ahead of this conference?
Whether or not the global governments are actually capable of stepping up now to match the ambition that business has. And my view is that clearly over the last couple of years, the politics of this has changed. What we're saying is that, look, we're actually giving you the coverage to actually move forward and the political coverage to do so. The biggest question I have is, can you step up? Business is prepared to lead. Can governments lead? And we need them to lead because in the end, they're the ones who legislate, not business or civil society.
We'll find out when the conference kicks off on Monday. John Denton, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Thanksgiving leftovers are packed away, and Black Friday shopping is in full swing today. That's the sound of shoppers jostling to get into the shops. It's what we've gotten used to hearing this time of year. But today in the northern English city of Bradford, this tune by local band Issimo is what many locals will be humming.
Gotta get away. Gotta leave before they break down the door.
The BBC's Coletta Smith explains what the town's Buy Nout Day is all about.
This is a big reaction to the whole Black Friday idea that's spread from America across the world. So the anti-movement has been spreading as well. So the idea of buying nothing is, as it says on the tin, just to simply encourage people not to participate in Black Friday. Up in the north of England, they've got their own terminology, so we're calling it Buy Now Day because we're from Yorkshire. People up here, both in Bradford and in Keighley over the next few days, there's a whole day of events laid on for free that people can get advice. They can make Christmas cards, there's free tea and coffee being served, and really it's to help people, particularly on low incomes, to resist the idea of buying before Christmas.
Part of what's fueling enthusiasm for Buy Now Day in Yorkshire is growing consumer debt, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we've been in touch with an organisation that works right across the UK, but actually looks at illegal money lending, so loan sharks that are dishing out money left, right and centre. And they have looked at their statistics and realised that actually a lot of that lending is now happening earlier. So debt is always a problem in January after the Christmas bills have hit, but now that lending is happening earlier. So it's happening in December. So as a result, that's why Bradford Credit Union and other organisations have come together to organise these days.
The idea of turning Black Friday on its head is growing globally this year. Do you think it could signal the end of the massive pre-Christmas shop?
I don't think that this movement quite yet is strong enough to face the global tide that is Black Friday. But certainly a lot of people are maybe turning their backs a little bit more on the idea.
Well, enjoy the quiet there in Yorkshire this Black Friday, Coletta. The BBC's Coletta Smith. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, what's your deal on Black Friday? Do you shop till you drop, or are you logging off today? Tweet me at Victoria Craig with the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.